توكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my dear friends and brothers, those who are, you see, as they are about to read Nafil, please, you see, just wait. Those who are in, they can finish their Nafil, and if you are coming close, see that you don't cross over their path. And sit down. My dear friends, brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has used the word Sunnat Allah about 13 times approximately. I have not counted the exact number, so do not hold me on this. But approximately 13 times, you see, and unless the Muslims understand the meaning lying behind this word, Sunnat Allah means the rule of Allah. You see, the rule of Allah. Unless the Muslim understands this rule, he will waste his time in collecting the material world like the Jews and the Christians, and he will forget the object of life, and he shall have to cry twice. Once at the time of death, according to the Quran, إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمِلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. O Allah, return us back to this world which we have just now left, which we are just now leaving, so that we may perform those righteous deeds which we forsook when we were in the world. The simultaneous answer of Allah is impossible. These are utterances coming from their mouths. They have to lie in their graves till resurrected on the day of judgment. And then when we come in front of Allah on the day of judgment, وَنُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ فَتَرَ الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُ أَحَدًا وَأُرِيدُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّةً. You see, we will be collected from all looks and corners of the world and have to stand in front of Allah rank after rank, rank after rank, rank after rank. Then all the things that are in ghaib, Allah is in ghaib, we cannot see him now. The angels we cannot see. The angels recording on the shoulders we cannot see. We cannot see the arena of Hashar. We cannot see Jannat and Dozakh. We cannot hear the questions of the grave. You see, so on the day of judgment, everything will be clear. We would have passed through the question of the graves. Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Nabiyuk, Ma Taqulu Li Hazir Rajul. Who is your creator? What is your religion? The way of life you followed? Who is your leader, your prophet, your demonstrator? And what did you say about him in the world? So those are finished. And that part of the story which was hidden from us has been exposed. And then now, when we come in front of Allah, He addresses us, لَقَدْ جِيْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّا نَجَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. So you have come in front of me as born on the first day. In your pride and ignorance, you used to think that this promise will not be fulfilled. So we have seen Allah, you see, heard His speech with our ears. And that also was in ghaib, now has come into mushahada. You see, and then the record of deeds is broken open from our shoulders and placed in the hands. Wawuzi al-kitab. You see, and then we see the march towards Jannat and Dozakh. Those people, you see, who led the line of desires, they are marched towards hellfire. Wasiqa allazina kafaru ila jahannama zumara. And those people who led the life of others, they are also marched towards paradise. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرَةً. Now everything is clear. Our seeing, our hearing, our iman, everything complete. Now the confession. رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Oh Allah, our seeing has been perfected, our hearing has been perfected, our iman has been perfected. Oh Allah, return us back to the world so that we may perform the righteous deeds. My dear elders, my dear brothers, my dear friends, that desire to go back twice, once at the time of death, once when we stand in the arena of Hashar, is in vain. It is the cry of a fool. It is the cry of an imbecile. The time is now. That's why we have assembled here. You see? That's why we go from door to door, trying to invite people towards the orders of Allah and the ways of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is known as Gasht. People say, what is Gasht? Gasht is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. You see, in Mina, when he went to the tribes, when he went to all the big people, when he went to his enemies like Abu Jahl, 100 times he went to his enemy. You see. So that, you see, we draw the people who are lost to Islam, you see, towards the orders of Allah and the ways of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we do not cry blood, you see, on two occasions. So therefore, my dear friends, we have to go back to the ways of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shown 1400 years ago. 1406 years ago. You see? And to go back to those ways, we have to understand this rule, Sunnat Allah. What is Sunnat Allah? Since the world has come into existence and till the world will remain in existence, four things will clash with four things. Haq, truth, will clash with batil, falsehood. Khair, righteous deeds or righteousness, will clash with shar, that is irreligiousness, sinful acts. Tyranny will clash with justice. Tyranny will clash with justice. And the noor of Islam will clash with the darkness of kufr, disobedience of Allah, shirk, joining partners with Allah and ilhad. What have we to understand? We have to understand who will win. Who will win? You see? Who will win? Those people will win who will stand up on the invitation. You see? Why will they win? Because the invitation is backed by the power of Allah. In the Holy Quran, clear. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُولَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. In Surah Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very clearly, with certainty, Allah will help those who help His religion. Who is Allah? He is all-powerful and overbearing everyone else. In His own words, He describes His personality. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. The king of kings Allah, the giver of kingdoms Allah, the snatcher of kingdoms Allah, the bestower of honor Allah, the bestower of disgrace Allah, the master over every atom in this world Allah, the transformer of night into day Allah, and the transformer of day into night Allah, the bringer of life from death Allah, and the giver of death from life Allah, and the bestower on whomsoever he likes to the quantity that he likes Allah. Such a doer and Malik Yawmiddin, master of the day of judgment, his power will back the inviter. Not once in Surah Mu'min, you see, he says this again, you see, with certainty I will help my prophets alayhim assalatu wasalam and the believers in this world, in this world, and on the day of judgment. When? On the day of judgment, when the angels stand against you in evidence. And on another place in the Holy Quran, he says, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We have made it compulsory on ourselves to help the believer. Compulsory on ourselves to help the believer. And addressing the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, he says, O the believers, if you will help the religion of Allah, Allah will help you and establish your feet firm against the enemy. And when Allah will help you, no one will be able to overpower you. This is the promise of Allah. And my dear friends and brothers, this is not lip service. This is not lip service. Allah, to illustrate this, brought all inviters in front of us. From the time of Noah alayhi salam to the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. You see, when the inviters stood up, two things. One party became obedient, one party disobeyed. Then the power of Allah used the power of makhluk against the disobedient and in favor of those who accepted the invitation. He used the power of water against the tribe of Noah alayhi salam, all those who did not mount the boat, including the son of Noah alayhi salam, were drowned. All those who accepted iman and mounted the boat were saved. The same water, the power of makhluk, was used by the power of Allah in favor of the inviter and those who listened to the invitation, and against those who did not listen to the invitation. And showed that when the power of Allah uses the power of makhluk against the disobedient, the dua of prophets is of no avail. Noah alayhi salam prayed for his son, said, your promise is haq, this is my son drowning, save him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. Oh no, this is not your son, his amal is غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. The criterion with Allah being amal and not relationship. Then came the tribe of Ad, against whom Hud alayhi salam was sent. They disobeyed. The rule with Allah is, there is a particular period in which the inviter has to give the invitation, bear all the trials and hardships, believing that the ultimate success will be of the inviter. Then the weapon of dua. The weapon of dua without the invitation is useless. The weapon of dua will be only useful when the invitation is given and when the trials are passed through successfully. Then the weapon of dua. So then he did, after the invitation he did dua. Then the power of Allah used the power of wind, the power of makhluk, and the whole tribe of Ad was destroyed. To prove to these inviters You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell these stories in the Quran just for making us sleep. No, it is for us to understand this is the power of the invitation, so that every single-handed Muslim of the entire world will stand upon the invitation wholeheartedly, believing that this is the only solution for all my troubles. No other solution. There is no other solution. All doors have been closed. This is the only door open. The door of the invitation.